The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter through a sheepfold, who does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Okay.
On the fourth Sunday of Easter, the Gospel always talks about Christ the Good Shepherd. And they extend that into the fourth Monday of Easter as well. So if yesterday was informally known as Good Shepherd Sunday, all I can say is welcome to Good Shepherd Monday. Okay? So that's today. Now, the image of a shepherd is one we could stand to understand better. It was very familiar to the Hebrews. All their national heroes were shepherds. Abraham was a shepherd. Isaac was a shepherd. Jacob, Moses, King David, they were all shepherds. Are our national heroes shepherds? No, right? Our national heroes are rock stars and sports stars. So it's something we don't really understand all that well. So let's try to understand it a little bit better. You ever been to Ireland? You ever been to Scotland? Maybe you've seen a shepherd with a sheepdog. If you haven't seen it, it's really pretty impressive. You know, this sheepdog, amazingly well-trained animal. He corrals all these sheep, and he gets this huge flock of sheep to do whatever he wants. His dog crouching down, juking back and forth. Really impressive. But they didn't do that in the Middle East. There were no sheepdogs. Sheep weren't corralled and forced. They were led. And here's your image of Christ the Good Shepherd. God does not force you. He never corrals you. He never corners you. He rather gently leads you. And by the way, if I haven't mentioned this before, I've got to mention it now. Please abandon from your mind every concept of the fact that you're searching for God. You're not searching for God. You're running from God. Really. God's searching for us, and we're running from him, and actively. And it's been that way ever since the book of Genesis. Remember the story of Adam and Eve? And then they commit the sin, and what do? They go and they hide. And then God goes and searches for them. "Hey, where'd you all go?" God says to Adam and Eve. That's how it's been ever since Genesis, all right? So we have to understand how our Lord tries to call to us and how we respond. And that's what I'd like to just briefly talk to you about today. He calls to us in an experience of darkness, and we respond by an act of faith. Take a quick look at each one of those two. First of all, God calls to us in an experience of darkness. And by darkness, I could just as easily say powerlessness. We all try to control our lives, don't we? With my choices, with my actions, with my friendships, with my skills, with my financial resources, nothing wrong with trying to plan, right? It's just that despite all your planning and all your machinations, has anyone ever really been able to control reality? No. Of course, you've heard it said before, if you want to make God laugh, what do? Tell him your plans, right? If you want to give God a belly laugh, try telling God what his plans ought to be. Okay, that really makes God laugh. Because none of us is in control. You know, life is not a placid canoe ride across a tranquil mountain lake. It's a cannon shot down a whitewater rapid. And in this experience of powerlessness, darkness, and you don't know what you should do, and you don't understand what's going on around you, or why things are happening the way they're happening, listen to that as being the invitation of God, reaching out his hand to you, trying to guide you. I realize you are out of control and you don't know what's going on. Will you put your hand in mine and trust me? That's how our Lord leads. And we respond in faith. We respond in faith by listening to the voice of the church, right? As our trusted guide speaking with Christ's own authority. We respond in faith by looking at the example of the saints, trying to model our lives on theirs as they modeled their lives on Christ. We respond in faith by constantly practicing the presence of God. This is the secret of the saints. At all times, recognize you're in God's presence. And you'll find that you're always at peace. It's quite extraordinary, really. And it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. It doesn't matter if you fall down and even if you commit a sin, so long as you don't wallow in it, get right back up again. God is not inhibited by your mistakes. He's only held back by your lack of trust. To come to a place you know not, you must travel by a path you know not. That's what St. John of the Cross said. You might feel out of your depth, but that's only because you're part of something much greater than you realize. You may not know the way, but that's okay. God does. Your shepherd is infallible. The shepherd never ceases to care for and to think about and to guide his sheep, and we would do very well to place ourselves continually under his care and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Adalbert, pray for us.